blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 226, stanzas 1 and 2. O Lord of hosts, I to thee I cry, our Father's God to thee. Let my petition reach thy ear, my prayer accepted be. And what follows in 1 and 2 of Psalter 226.
Thank you. We wish to read out of the book of Psalms this afternoon, thereof Psalm 84, but before that, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 84. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm for the sons of Korah. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, and thou who hast created this whole world, and who does also govern it, everything that takes place that is out of our control, but that is in thy control, and thou dost do as it pleaseth thee, also to bring upon us once again those judgments that we deserve, that thou may show unto us our transgressions. For we have no sense, we have no impression thereof, we have no mourning therefore, except that thou wilt give it unto us, and thou dost every time again give to us warnings, give to us tokens of thy displeasure, and thou dost call us time and again with thy goodness, and then again with thy judgments, and it makes no impression in our hard hearts. That thou may have dealings with us, not only in an outward way, but that thou wouldst grant us that true conversion, and that we cannot miss upon our short journey to meet thee. We are conceived and born in sin, but now to learn thereof, that there may be a place in our life and in our hearts for thy dear and thy only begotten Son, then it is so necessary, O Lord, that we are instructed in a subjective way, and that we are instructed, each one of us, in a personal way, and that it may not be others who have guilt and who have pollution and who have sin, but that it may come unto each and every one of us for the first time or by renewal. Oh, that thou may give us truly to smite upon our breast and to cry out, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. And thou knowest how that it is within us, O Lord, also in these days. Oh, that thou wouldst prevent us from missing the real blessing, the true blessing, and that can only come in a way of true humiliation and of bowing before thee. Oh, we beseech thee, Lord, and that it may not be for our everlasting destruction that all these things come upon us. Just another word from thee in a providential way, to which we have turned our backs and we have not sought thee. Oh, that thou may give to young and old together, and that we might do as was instructed by that king of Nineveh of old, and that we may put on sackcloth and ashes, and that we may cry unto thee, the Lord. Oh, that we may turn every one from his evil way, and that we may be brought into the way of weeping and of supplication. Oh, then there is place for thee, and that which thou dost proclaim in thy holy word, for thee who hast suffered for the transgression, the transgressors, and who hast given thy life for many. Oh, that they may also be in our midst, those many, and that they also may be found amongst young and old, among us also, fathers, mothers, grandfathers, grandmothers, but also the children and the youth. Oh, that thou may draw our hard and stony hearts. Do remember all those that cannot gather with us in this day, and when in the weeks to come, then it will be also in the midst of us, that there will be those who have to remain in their homes. And then we have heard the supplications of thy servant, when he also could not come unto thy house. Then it was too dangerous for him, for there were those who did seek his life, and therefore he had to flee away. But thou didst know where he was, and then he may cry to thee in that place where he did supplicate to thee, and where he did show to thee what was truly living in his heart, that it was a great burden unto him, and that he was not able to come up. Oh, that thou may give that love for thee in the hearts of each and every one of us, that love for all thy institutions, and that thou mayest look upon all that rule and reign over us. Lord, give them wisdom in the time in which we are living, and when they must make such difficult decisions in order to protect those over whom they are set, and thou dost put them in that place, and that they have to rule and govern, and that thou may give us also in the day of tomorrow to know our duty, and that we may also make our voices to be heard in the way of this election, and that thou mayest also bless it, Lord, for thou, it is, though it is through the means of men, and then it is thee alone who dost make these elections, and who set one up and to put down another. And we can only beseech thee that thou mayest remember us in thy mercy in the time that lies before us. Oh, then we look upon our youth and upon our children, and we tremble for the days that are coming, and for their sake, oh Lord, we beseech thee, and that thou wouldest arise, and that thou mayest give also a cry in their young hearts, and that they might love thee, and that they might find a place before thee in their secret chambers, and that they also may cry unto thee, and that thou wouldest deliver from all the iniquity and from all the sin that abounds in the days in which we live, and that all these things which are against thy holy commandments, and they are made legal in our lands. Oh, that thou mayest arise, O Lord, and look upon thy Zion, and that there may be those who do sigh and cry for all the abominations that are committed in this land, and that we may be found in our secret chambers above all. And for thou art he that has all the power in the heavens and in the earth. And give us also to know our duty according to thy holy word, and that we may submit to every ordinance of man for thy sake. Oh, give us then to be obedient citizens in this our land, and that thou mayest bless us as a people. Do look upon all the sick and the afflicted in the midst of our congregation, and thou knowest where they are, that thou mayest give healing, and that thou mayest protect the lives of each and every one of us, and of our loved ones that are also in other places. Wilt thou supply in all the needs of the human race when this pandemic does go through this world, and also other diseases that are also of great concern. And thou knowest that the life of man, and that is most precious unto him, thou hast given it unto us, and we ought to esteem it as that which is our greatest blessing. Oh, that we may also seek to preserve it, and not only in a natural way, but that we may be looking, oh, that we may be desiring eternal life. Oh, that thou may give to us that spiritual life, for we have heard that also out of thy holy word, that thou art a sun and a shield. Oh, thou wilt give grace, and thou wilt give glory, and thou wilt withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly. O Lord, we beseech thee then to look upon us as a congregation, and withhold not thy blessing, the rain, and that it may fill the pools, and that we may be given to drink a little of those wells out of thy salvation. Lord, that thou mayest feed thy people, and the little ones and the older ones, and the little lambs and the sheep, and thou knowest what they stand in need of. And then they also are often fearful of that spiritual life, and that they shall lose it, and that they have never had it. Oh, that thou mayest look upon us in this hour, and give us wisdom, give us the unction of thy Spirit to feed thy people, and that we also might know whether we are placed among that people, and that we may be given that honesty with ourselves before thee, and that we may not deceive ourselves for that great and never-ending eternity. And if then we make a mistake, Lord, could it please thee to make us honest, and that thou may give to us then a beginning in our life. Oh, teach us, lead us into all thy truth, forgiving all that is sinful for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us now sing from Psalter 250, stanzas 2 and 5. O Lord, with joy my heart expands before the wonders of thy hands. Great works, Jehovah, and thou hast wrought exceeding deep in every thought. A foolish man knows not their worth, and nor he whose mind is of the earth. 2 and 5 of Psalter 250. Beloved congregation, last week we began our consideration of the evidences of a spiritual birth, as Christ said to Nicodemus, thou hearest the sound thereof, that is, the sound of the wind, and so also the sound of the work of God's Holy Spirit. The first evidence. What was that first evidence? Then we heard about that newborn, that cry of that infant child, that child that is born into this world, and that child that is now seeking seeking to preserve that life, that precious life that God has given unto him. And now that becomes evident in the thirsting. Evident in the thirsting after God. That thirsting is born out of love. It is the love of God that is poured out into the heart of that people. And when that love of the Lord is poured out, and then also that people, they will feel the love going out unto the Lord. Thus the Lord, he is the beginning of that work. We love him, John says, because he first loved us. Thus it has to lie as a matter of principle within our own affections, not only in our mind, not only by our bringing up, but it has to live in the love of our heart. Thus, how is it with us? When we have begun this search into the evidences of spiritual life, and when we have gone from the house of the Lord last week, then is there now a searching that we say, Lord, do I have life? I have a natural life. Do I have now also a spiritual life? Do I have a life that hungers and that thirsts for spiritual things, not just for all the things that are outward, not for all the things that are carnal, but does my heart ache? And does my heart look for the things which are of thee? Oh, it has to be a matter of love. And why? Because the apostle says, charity or love never faileth. Thus, what is that work which is going to persevere? What is that work which is going to endure unto the end? The apostle says that prophecies shall fail, that tongues shall cease. He says that even knowledge that will vanish away, but love, charity never faileth. And thus the beginning of our religion, if it does not lie here, it is not going to endure. It must be through much tribulation that the church will enter into the kingdom of God. But it cannot persevere unless love that is laying in our affections, that is lying at the bottom of this. That love, that thirsting after God, that is now one of the very first evidences. And today we want to go just a step further, not far, but we are going to go slowly because the Lord is not in a hurry and the Lord does not teach his people everything in one day. And then we can lay out what are the marks of an adult. When we would say, young people, what are the marks of a human being? And then we would give you all the marks of an adult. And then those children there and those young people there, they will say that I am not a human being, that I am not one of that human race. Because you say that it is these marks, and those marks, they are now so high that I cannot reach those marks. But what are now the marks of every one of that true church? What are the marks now also not just of those sheep that may attain to such and such an height? But what are now also the marks of those little lambs? Are they not also of God's flock? And therefore, with the help of the Lord, we wish to consider with you what we have read together out of Psalm 84, and thereof the last part of the fifth verse. Psalm 84, and verse 5, the last part. In whose heart are the ways of them? So far in the words of our text. The ways in the heart of them that love the Lord. First, what these ways are. And second, where these ways reside. The ways in the heart of them that love the Lord. First, what these ways are. And second, where these ways reside. It says, in whose heart. The Bible speaks, congregation, about babes in grace. That is, the little ones, that is, the infants, and that He gives life, spiritual life to, in the midst of this world. But the Bible also speaks about young men. It speaks about daughters. It speaks about mothers and fathers. It speaks about a bride. Thus, there is growth. There is growth in grace. That would not be a good thing, children, if your little infant brother or your little infant sister, who is so very small, if they would never grow, if they would never get big like you are, and that they can walk and that they can talk. If that would be, your mother would bring your little brother or your little sister to the doctor. And they would say, he is not growing. She is not becoming bigger. That would be a matter of concern. So that is also with the spiritual babes. Then they also must needs grow in grace. Thus the infant. He grows into a toddler. He grows into one who begins to crawl, and then eventually he begins to walk and so on. Thus, we have the time of childhood. We have the time of youth. That is a very special time. The time of childhood and of youth. Because that is a very tender time. That is a young heart. And that is a time when father and mother, they must protect that young child. And when it is playing, when he goes off to work, then in every way, father and mother are looking after them. And they are putting walls around you, young people. And they are just letting those walls go a little bit. Just very, very slowly. Maybe you say, I like those walls to come down a little faster. I like mother and father to let me go a little bit faster. I like to do my own thing. That is not your choice. The Lord has given you a mother. The Lord has given you a father. And then it is their care that does, according to the commandment of the Lord, put walls, put fences around you. Oh, they are wiser. Do you believe that? Than your little mind is, and that you may be given to submit to them, that you may be given to walk in all of their ways. But now as maturity and as strength permits, then it is the wisdom of father and mother, slowly, then they are giving over some of those choices. And slowly then, as children, then you are introduced. That is not when you are very young. No, that is when you are growing up somewhat. And then you are being introduced to the very harsh realities that are in this life. Things from which you have been protected in your childhood. than all the cares and all the concerns and the great difficulties and problems that are in life. They have been borne upon the shoulders of your father and your mother, so that in your tender youth you may be free and you may be given that time to grow and that time to live in this world in great dependence upon your father and your mother. Last week, we have heard about a crying. We heard about the crying of that little child. He is crying after life. He is crying after things which are not carnal. They are crying after things which are spiritual. One of those first marks. And then I thought, what is now the next mark? Maybe you say already, young people, that you know something of that, and I think you will. You will say to me that well, then they are crying also about something else. Then they begin to cry about sin, and that is right. That is where I thought last week. That is what now I will speak about in the week to come. But I came in my study, and I began to prepare. And then I thought, no, there is something missing. There is something that we have to speak about first. Before we speak about this crying because of sin, then there is a certain time that the Lord also in a spiritual way is, as it were, protecting his people from the great harshness that there is because that knowledge of sin. And more as it increases in the life of his people, that is now one of the harsh realities of that spiritual life. But when is it that our young men do enter into the warfare, do enter into the military, do join with the service, for the protection of our country? You say that is now when they are 5 years old or 10 years old. Oh, then there has to be a certain strength for that. And so that is not until they are 18 or 19 or 20 years old. And now what about the time that is before that? What about that time of childhood? What about that time of youth? Is it not also so in the life of God's children? Is there not a time, whether it be shorter or longer, is there not a time that the Lord, he is dealing with his children in such a great tenderness, and that he is, as it were, protecting them from those harshest realities, the greatest knowledge of themselves, that the Lord is leading them as a child, that the Lord is leading them as a youth. And that is a blessed time, the time of youth, also of that spiritual youth. That is a time of great dependence, when they may leave. And when the Lord has given to them that spiritual life and their heart that goes out after the Lord, then sometimes God's experienced people, oh, they are looking upon those youth upon which they have become very hopeful for the signs and for the tokens which do show themselves. And then those youth, oh, they may be sometimes so dependent more than all God's children upon the Lord. then they may experience a joy, a blessed joy in that young life. Do you ever look? You have seen it more than I, children. When you look upon the fields and you see in the springtime, you see all those young animals that have been born a few days, a few weeks, and then you see them and they are just feeding. And then they are by that mother cow, sheep. Oh, they are so protected there. And they may only drink there. Oh, what a blessed time that is for those animals. What a blessed time it is for our own youth. But what a blessed time that is also for God's own children. Oh, it is a time when they may, as it were, to just drink of that milk of the Word. Then it is time of great expectation in that young life, even though many of the expectations of that young life are not actually realistic. Do you know what we wish to say, young people? Do you know what we wish to say? We wish to say this: the Lord does not drive His people. He draws His people. The Lord has a willing people in the day of His power. That regenerated life, maybe we make that sound sometimes, like that is a life just of sorrows. Just of griefs, it has many. So does this world. So does this natural life. But is that now all there is? Then we would be amiss if we would characterize that life in such a way. It is far from it. And we may not skip over that. And therefore, the words of our text, in whose heart are the ways of them. Probably this is written by David. And we read here, it is for the sons of Korah. Who was Korah? Korah was slain by the Lord. Korah was a wicked man. But the Lord did not slay his sons. No, the Lord says that the children shall not die for the sin of their fathers. And so that also was with the sons of Korah. And then we can see in the tabernacle, as they were brought through that wilderness, that the sons of Korah, they had a particular task. They were the porters, we can read. They were the keepers of the tabernacle. Later on, when that temple was built, then we can read that the sons of Korah were among the singers in the house of the Lord. Is that not a wonder? Their father slain for his wickedness. But now those sons may receive such a special place in that house of the Lord. And now David, we read he is longing. He is longing for the tabernacles of the Lord. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. David knew what it was, not just once in his life. David knew what it was to be banished from the house of the Lord. It was too dangerous for him. He could come there. He could come in Jerusalem there, but it was far too dangerous. And therefore, David had to flee. That was a grief to him. Is that a grief to us also? And when we are not able to come up onto the house of the Lord, because that is really where it lies. It really lies in the heart. What is now our attitude? What is now the love? Yes or no? that lives within our heart. David was jealous in the way of his own banishment of those who came up unto the house of the Lord. And David knew what that was in his own life. David looked back, we would say, young people, and David may look back to the way it was in his youth. Oh, God's people, they may often do the same. They may look back because your life that flies away just as ours. And pretty soon, instead of looking forward, pretty soon we are looking back. And then they are looking back as David on his own life. From his banishment, from the place where he is not able to come up unto the house of the Lord. Probably he has fled here from Absalom. And then whose sin was it? And that did banish him from the house of the Lord. That was not the sin of other people. No, that was his own sin. And now David, he is jealous, and he is especially jealous of these sons of Korah. You know what we read here? It says, "Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, all blessed," he says. "Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee." Oh, it is not just those who may come and go from that house that David is so jealous of. No, David is jealous of those that dwell there. Oh, then he writes this for the sons of Korah. Oh, he says, "Sons of Korah, oh, what a blessing that you have, and that you may go up unto that house of the Lord not only, but that you may dwell there." Oh, David would like to dwell there. He would like to live there. He would like to come and not go from there anymore. David would like that would be his work. We would say, David, he would like to be the custodian. That is what David says. He said, rather be a doorkeeper, the one that keeps the door. No, he is not looking for the highest place. No, he is jealous of those that may have the lowest place in that house of the Lord. He said, that is a great privilege. And then he is speaking about that holy jealousy that is often creeping up in the heart of those who love the Lord. And the Lord gives that love in their hearts. Oh, then there is love also for that house of the Lord. Ever to be busy with that service of the Lord, in whose heart are the ways of them. What are those ways? The ways David is speaking about in a natural way are the highways that go through the land unto the house of the Lord. They were not like our highways, children. But they were raised roads, as it were. They were the beaten path. And then when there was a festival that everyone may go up unto the house of the Lord, and then you would see the villagers, and they come out of all of the villages, and as they are going on this road, this highway, and then as the closer they come unto Jerusalem, and then the more that the multitude is increasing. They had to pass through a dry wilderness. But then you can imagine this multitude. They are coming up unto Jerusalem. They are going up unto Mount Zion. And what is now in the hearts of those people, then there is a delight. There is a great delight. And there is also an expectation. They are going with an expectation up unto that house of the Lord. And then that way, and that is through that barren wilderness, but there are resting places upon that way. We can read that here, where the travelers, they are refreshing themselves, who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. And thus it speaks about the valley of the mulberry trees. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Thus, this joyous multitude is getting larger and larger the closer that they are coming unto Jerusalem. And then there is much conversing one with another. And then it is about the things that will take place in that city of the Lord. Oh, it is a multitude that is filled with joy. It is a multitude that is filled with delight. It is a multitude that is filled with an anticipation. Is it difficult? Oh, there are difficulties. There are hardships going through this harsh place. But you do not read about them here. You don't read anything about them. No, instead you read about these resting places, these pools, it says, that the rain also filleth the pools. Oh, is that not now the way of the Lord? When he deals with his youth, what do our children see, parents? What do our young people see of all the hardships? What do they see of what is coming? You can speak about that. But it goes right off their shoulders. Why is that? Say they are young. And they are filled with an expectation. It cannot lay on them yet. And that is what we may find in the way of the Lord when he is leading his children. Oh, how that the Lord is filling that people in the beginning of that spiritual life. Then there is an expectation. Then there is a looking forward to the things that they may receive from the Lord. Then there is much desire. Then there is much anticipation when coming up unto the house of the Lord. The Bible says here they go from strength to strength. That is, from resting place to resting place. And when that rain is filling the pools, oh, there they may drink. There they may quench their thirst. And then that journey is not so long for them. From resting place to resting place. And why not? It is not so long because of the delight. It is not so long because of the joy. It is not so long because of what they are looking forward to, the anticipation. No, we read they go forward in the strength of God. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. This is that blessed time. That blessed time for the church in her spiritual youth. No, it is not a drudgery. It is far from this. David says, "There in whose heart are the ways of them. all the ways of the Lord. They are in their heart. Oh, love is living at the bottom of this. Love that is dwelling at the foundation. It is lying congregation in the affections of that people. And now the choices, because of those affections, because of that love, now their choices, they are made evident. The choice of their will. They love and they choose the things that belong not unto this world, but they love and choose those things that belong unto the service of the Lord. That is their delight. That is their anticipation when they come up here to the house of the Lord. Or when you are in your own homes and you may listen, then there is also an anticipation. Do we know what that is? That we are bowing our knees and that we are yearning, that we are asking the Lord, oh Lord, may it be in this day, may it be in this hour, and that thou wilt give me a blessing out of thy holy word. No, they are not here to seek an outward communion. We hope you never seek that upon the Sabbath day in the house of the Lord, young people, as it is done so much in this world. Then we have to have coffee and we have to have communion in an outward way. No, they are looking for something else. Do you know what David says here? He says here, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. And why? He says, my heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Oh, that is now what the Pharisees missed. They may be in the house of the Lord too, but then they missed this crying out for the living God. That is now the drawing force that is drawing that people to the house of the Lord, that communion with Him, that we may hear His voice, that we, our soul may taste something of His favor. And with those ways now in their heart, we read here that the Lord also confirms them with His blessing. The rain also filleth the pools. Thus the Lord, He knows that people, it is time for them to go. And you know what He is doing? Then He is bringing a cloud. A cloud for the sake of that people. And when it is necessary, and they are upon their journey, oh, then the rain, the gentle showers, they are coming. And they are giving refreshment. And then they are filling in those pools. Oh, ask the people now. Ask the people what that was years ago. And then they will tell you something about this. When they came up unto that house of the Lord, or when they were busy with the things of the Lord in their own homes, oh, then the Lord was coming by times. Oh, then those gentle showers, they were watering the earth. And then here and there, no, not all at once. The Lord is not giving everything at once, but just a little at a time, just according as their need may be, as the thirst may go out, so they may drink, just according as their strength may bear. Is it not true, people of the Lord? When you may look back upon those days of your youth, and when you may say that so many times you may come into the house of the Lord, and then the Lord came. Oh, you couldn't say it then. You didn't dare say it then. But you look back now and you say that's what it was. A little instruction, a little comfort, a little encouragement that I could go on in that life. The rain also filleth the pools, or they may be so dependent. You know what the Lord said to that people? When you leave your home, then you may leave your home in peace, because I will take care of it. And there shall be no robbers and thieves that shall come into your home. And so in that blessed dependence of youth, the Lord caring for his people in that way that is going from one resting place unto another resting place. And when they may travel in that blessed strength of the Lord God. Do you know what David says? They are blessed. He says, that people are right happy. The Lord is so near. And they are certainly now going to come unto Zion. He looks at them. He says, that is now the people. They are walking in the way of the Lord. And they are going to come there. He says, every one of them appeareth before God. Let us sing 421, stanzas 3 and 4. Blessed is the man whose strength thou art. Thy ways are hidden in his heart. He treads the highway to thy dwelling, though passing through a vale of tears. And thy grace, O God, to him appears with winged hope and power impelling. The wilderness by showers blessed is now a pilgrim's vale of rest. 3 and 4 of 421. in whose heart are the ways of them, what those ways are. In our second thought, where those ways reside. Where is that? It says, in whose heart? What is the heart? You'll remember it, right, young people? We have the mind, and we have the affections, and we have the will. So you say that the heart that speaks about the will, that is right. But we have to be a little careful, because then it is not always spoken in the Bible in the strict sense of the word, and not also all by all writers. So many times the heart that is speaking about everything that is, it is speaking about what are the affections and what are the choices altogether. It means it expresses it in that one word, heart. You'll read that Calvin does the same thing in his Institutes, in whose heart are the ways of them. So what does that mean? All the ways of the Lord. They are loved by their people, and they are chosen by their people. They begin to choose the ways of the Lord, because the love of the Lord is living in their heart. They do not need to be forced. They do not need to be persuaded. This is their delight, in whose heart are the ways of them. And then, even when those ways are going to go through afflictions and trials, when they will have to deny themselves, then still they are making those choices because those ways are in their heart. You say, have they counted the cost? Because the Lord Jesus says that we have to first sit down and count the cost. Does that young life, do our young people know the cost yet? They cannot see it all, right? Of the future, what is coming. And so it is also with the youth in that church. Oh, they do not know the full cost yet. They actually cannot count it completely yet. And yet, the choice is made. Why? Because his ways, they are living in their heart. Think about Ruth. She is on that border of Moab. And what does Naomi do? She says, Ruth, count the cost. Count the cost. But it will cost you to go with me, what you have to leave behind. And that is not going necessarily to be such a nice way in this world. You may never have a husband. May never have children. And yet, oh, that choice is made. Thy people, my people. Thy God, my God. Why? Whose ways, in whose heart are the ways of them. Thus, the ways of the Lord, they are all the ways that are leading unto himself. And they become the choice of that young church. It isn't long before a little infant begins to make choices. Right, children? And he wants this toy and that toy. Yeah, he starts to choose. And when you grow up, you begin to choose too. What kinds of things do you choose? Because your choices, what you want, that shows what is living in your heart. You say, we have not spoken, young people, about the mind. What about the mind? Is that now involved in all of this too? Oh, certainly. Why? Because the mind receives a new light. A new light from the Lord that sees the whole world in a different, in a new light. And they begin to make judgments that they did not make before. Value of things. And they say that has a greater value than that does. Oh, then they are comparing the spiritual things with spiritual we read in the Word of God. But they are also comparing those spiritual things with the carnal things. That is then how they are making their choices. And so that renewal of their whole soul, their mind, their will, their affections, that is all now becoming evident in their choices. Is it evident in our choices? It will be evident in the things that we do. What are the activities that we wish to do, young people, children? Oh, then we are going to make choices. You say, oh, I can get the TV now on that device, right? Then you have to make a choice, young people. Because we cannot protect you. Do you know who can protect you? The Lord can protect you. Because if the Lord gives, that in your heart are the ways of them, oh, then as father and mother, we don't need to be too worried. Then we have to do what we have to do. But then it is so easy to give you into the hand of the Lord. Because then the choices of your own heart, they are going to lead you in all the ways of the Lord. The choices of where you're going to go in this world. The choices of who you are going to marry in this world. The choices of how you are going to dress in this world. All kinds of choices. But now if in your heart are living those ways of the Lord, and then it is going to become evident in all of your choices. What do you think? Do you think then that the Word of God is going to be gathering dust in those days of that spiritual youth? I don't think so. All the writings which are based upon that word, do you think that they will sit only upon the shelves and never be used? The sermon library, do you think that will not be used in those days wherein that spiritual youth of God's children, and they are delighting in the ways of the Lord, and they are looking with expectation for a blessing from the Lord? Oh, then all those means at their disposal, then it will be evident that in their heart are the ways of the Lord. And then sometimes, and the Bible says they are going to sing. Oh, may you ever sing sometimes in the ways of the Lord, coming with the voice of joy and praise in the ways of the Lord. May you ever with joy drink from the wells of salvation. Do they all understand then that scripture, that Bible? Do they understand then everything that they are reading about that holy word of God? Ask them so little. That is one of those great mysteries that when you will ask them, they will say, I do not know. And yet, that reasoning that has been sanctified. Think only of that man born blind. The man born blind. And the Pharisees, they argued with him. They say, "How is it that you have received your sight?" "A man called Jesus," he said, "made clay and anointed my eyes and told me to go into the pool of Siloam and wash. And I washed and do see." Where is he? I know not. Do you understand that? Give God the praise. This man is a sinner. Whether he be a sinner or no, I don't know. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. We know God spoke to Moses. But as for this man, we know not from whence he is. Why, herein is a marvelous thing. Ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened my eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if a man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. From the beginning of the world never was it heard that a man has opened the eyes of a man that was born blind. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. Do you hear it? Sanctified reason. From on high, his eyes are open that he knows. And he knows that it was from the Lord, because no man could open his eyes. Did he know any more? No. No. He had to admit that he was so ignorant. But you know what was born in his heart? Love. Love. And that man, so little as he knew, was ready also to suffer for that truth. Oh, it was that same sanctified reason that he knew that Jesus, that man called Jesus, did not break the Sabbath. When he healed him on the Sabbath day, he knew that. He was not a man as the Pharisees. No, he understood the difference. He had received the greatest blessing in his life. Upon that Sabbath day, his eyes had gone open. And yet, he did not know who Christ was. And yet, he did not know where that Christ was. But he was being taught by him in such a hidden way, so ignorant. And so wise, because he had entered into that blessed school of that great prophet. Oh, how little that young church knows. They are born, and they are now just beginning to grow up. Do they know everything in one day? No. Can they explain everything about life and what is happening to them? No, they cannot. Sometimes they are so embarrassed. And they like to hide themselves. And yet, they have a new will. New choices. And they are willing even to suffer for it. Why? Because there is love. There is love that is living and that is burning in the bottom of their heart. And now it is that love that is the beginning of that new life. And it is that love which is going to bring that people unto the end, that they may persevere unto the very, very end. Charity never faileth. That is why we say, young people, the beginning must be right. The beginning must be right. Thou hearest the sound thereof. Oh, let us lay it next to our heart. Oh, those sounds. Are those sounds also born within our families, within ourselves, within our congregation, our denomination? That sound of that newborn crying for spiritual things, thirsting after God, desires that milk of the word. It cannot digest a strong meat, but it is thirsting and it is growing. And then the sounds of that youth, they also will be heard, that voice of joy and that voice of praise, the desires, the expectations that are belonging unto the youth. Thou hearest the sound thereof. O David, he looks back on it and he longs for it. He looks back on his own life in his banishment. Because of his sin, are there those that know that place of David that also must look back on it with a holy jealousy this day? We can read about Asaph, that he considered the days of old, the years of ancient times, and he remembered his song in the night. The daughters of Jerusalem, they are asking the bride, O bride, what do you have? What is thy beloved more than any other beloved? So ignorant, they did not know him. And she, oh, she may speak of him unto her, but she cannot find him. And then she sees that youth. And she sees that expectation. And she sees the zeal by which that people, they are seeking and seeking and seeking. And then she says, oh, daughters of Jerusalem, I think you are going to find him before I will find him. Why does she say that? Oh, she says, as David says, that these, every one of them, those seekers, those searchers, with love and desire in the bottom of their heart, every one of them is appearing before God. And so she said to them, when ye find him, tell him that I am sick of love. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we can but try to stammer a little bit of what that life is that is from thee. Such a blessed life. Oh, such a drawing life. Such a sweet life. Oh, that thou may draw each and every one, both young and old, that it may be experienced by the children and the youth, but that also the older ones, oh, it can be, and that we have become very old, but thou sayest we must be born again. Oh, that thou may give, that also when we have become older, and that we may experience this new birth, then we will receive the cry of the infant, then we will receive something of the blessed delight in that life. Oh, grant it, Lord, Give us to seek it with all our heart, with all our might, and with all our strength. Oh, teach us in that hidden way, thou great prophet, that we may be instructed and that we may be led in thy time to thy footstool. Do keep us in this week. Watch over each one for good. Spare us from disease, from accident, from danger. Help the children at school or at their homes. And wilt thou grant to each one in our place in this world a strength that is from thee and a heart that goes out to thee. Forgive and take away our many sins. For Jesus' sake, amen. Our closing psalter is number 415, stanzas 6 and 7. Who is he that fears Jehovah, walking with him day by day? God will lead him safely onward, guide him in the chosen way. And what follows, 6 and 7 of 415. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.